For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good Friday morning to you all. Yes, it's here. It's Friday, the beginning of a weekend. Boy, I tell you what, I know I'm recent days, I've just been looking forward to those weekends, you know, and I'm sure you are too. And I do my best to make every day count, to enjoy every day, literally, to just enjoy God, enjoy His creation, enjoy my family, enjoy the people I come into contact with. But I must admit, there are times when it's a Friday and I'll go, whew, what a week we've had. And I enjoy the downtime of a Friday night, you know, and then the beauty of a Saturday morning. You know, we usually are around the house and getting things done, and it's a good time. I pray you've been having a great week. I pray you are entering into a wonderful weekend. We've been speaking all week about trusting God. I strongly encourage you to go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Click that radio menu page, as many of you have been doing, and you'll get last week's and this week's continuation of trusting God. I just believe it will help you. But to close out today, we were talking about Jehoshaphat and how he had to stand still and see the salvation of God. And he was able to do that, my brethren, because he bowed down and worshiped God. And I gave you all these benefits of what worship will do for you on yesterday's broadcast. But I love this thought too, that standing still. It's the same word we get in Ephesians 6 when we've put on the whole armor of God. And after that, having done all, the crisis demands to stand. Now, I love that because, again, we're talking about trusting God. You're doing everything you know to do. I love how one friend told me, she said to God, God, I've done my part. And boy, did God come and do His. You know, I just love that. We work together on this. When having done all the crisis demands, you stand. That means you're firm in your place. You're holding your ground. You are abiding in God. You have entered God's rest spiritually, which is really where we began. If you go back to the last two Monday broadcast on trusting God, that is our biggest clue. When we've entered the rest of God, we're trusting God. If we're into confusion realm, we've got to do a lot of backpedaling and find that core of trust, that rest of God. But I love the line, the Lord who is with you. A couple scriptures to close out. Perhaps these can become prayer for you. In fact, right now, as I'm about to say these scriptures, these are my prayers for you, my listening audience. Psalm 32:7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I pray that for you. Psalm 111:1-5. He's given food and provision to those who reverently and worshipfully fear Him. He'll remember His covenant forever and imprint it on His mind. I pray that for you. Psalm 34:7-9. Fear the Lord, you His saints. Revere and worship Him. For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship Him with godly fear. Hebrews 13:5-6 out of the Amplified, I will not fail you. Psalm 23, He's the good shepherd. That speaks of relationship, who will provide, protect, guide, and correct us. Thank you for listening all week. Keep trusting God, and by His grace, we'll be back with you Monday on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.